This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Victoria's Secret recently hired its first openly transgender model. This comes after a slew of bad press for the lingerie retailer, store closings due to poor sales, celebrities shying away from the annual fashion show, and the recent departure of the company's top marketing executive. But some say the move towards inclusivity comes too late for Victoria's Secret, given the company's less-than-stellar track record of representing diversity in race, gender, and size. Here to talk about diversity in the lingerie industry is Cora Harrington. She's founder of the blog The Lingerie Addict and author of the book In Intimate Detail. Cora, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What changes are we seeing in the lingerie industry right now?
We're seeing that consumers want inclusivity at all levels. We've seen more models of color. We've seen more models with visible disabilities, more LGBTQ models. But we've also seen brands, even more mainstream brands like, say, Savage X Fenty, expand into larger band and larger cup sizes. And as someone who's been covering this industry for more than a decade, I think that's really exciting.
So talking specifically about Victoria's Secret, what do you think was behind their decision to hire a transgender model?
Well, I think it's important to know that this is the first out transgender model. And I think it's connected to Victoria's Secret's attempt to turn the conversation around. I do think it's too little too late. I do think public opinion has firmly turned against them. But I am very happy for the model they hired. And I think you can be happy for the individual model, but also still disappointed in the brand.
Traditionally, lingerie is a pretty gendered type of clothing. In your book, you use gender-neutral language. Why did you choose to do that?
Now, I think it was very important to make all kinds of people, no matter their gender identity, no matter how they saw themselves, feel welcome to the world of lingerie. And I do think one very easy way to do that is to use gender-neutral language.
A big focus of your book is that lingerie should be accessible to everyone, but there's a whole chunk of the lingerie industry that's dedicated to shapewear, including things like corsets and waist cinchers and Spanx that are used to either hide some aspect of a person's body or change it altogether. So how do you mesh those two ideas?
I don't think we can talk about shapewear in isolation. We know that there's strong societal pressure for people to look a certain way. But from my perspective, it's not to tell people, oh, you shouldn't wear this. It's to help people make more informed decisions regarding their lingerie choices.
Based on what we've seen in the last couple of years in the lingerie industry, is there now a business case to be made for inclusivity?
I believe there is. I think we've seen that with brands like Playful Promises, Nubian Skin, Aerie, of course, which is, I think, the big brand that has done a lot with inclusivity as far as their PR and their marketing. I do think that because of consumers' voices, because there are some brands leading the way, that a lot of these companies are going to have to change because customers can now respond and tell you what they want to see.
Cora Harrington is a lingerie expert and founder of the blog The Lingerie Addict. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.